From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Trump administration's position on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict doesn't appear any clearer a day after Mr. Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state. And I like the one that both parties like.
Some Israelis are expressing doubt about the impact Mr. Trump's meeting with Mr. Netanyahu will have on peace in the region.
I don't think that I have a lot of expectation from the meeting. I think it's a diplomacy thing. I don't think that it will open any area of negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians.
I think that it's not going to be any change in the situation right now. And they're talking and talking, and something to the, like me, to the guy that lives in Israel.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he remains committed to the two-state solution, an end to Israeli occupation and creation of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Mr. Netanyahu said Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state and stop calling for the destruction of the Israeli people. Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital Juba early this week, raping at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who commit acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is defending the national security advisor he fired this week, saying Michael Flynn was the victim of illegal leaks from the country's intelligence community, detailing his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington.
I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act, and it's been going on for a long time before me.
Aside from the president's concerns, lawmakers are publicly saying they want to know more about Flynn's dealings with Russia, with some congressional leaders calling for an independent investigation into the Flynn-Moscow connection. U.S. relations and Russia with Russia came up during a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. Hear now from the U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Russia working with the alliance.
We will engage politically. We do not or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO. But Russia is going to have to prove itself first and live up to the commitments they have made in the Russia-NATO agreement.
Matt is adding that NATO is central to the relationship between America and its European allies. He also called on his NATO colleagues to honor past military spending pledges. He said America cannot care more for the security of Europe's children than Europe does. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is taking part in his first major international talks Thursday, joining a gathering of the G20 foreign ministers in Germany. His most high-profile meeting outside the G20 talks themselves is with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. A U.S. official said ahead of Mr. Tillerson's trip that the former ExxonMobil CEO would be using the meetings to mostly listen to his counterparts. Police in Malaysia said Thursday they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Police continued the hunt for more suspects surrounding the death of Kim Jong-nam, who may have been the target of North Korean agents. The arrest comes as the North Koreans observe the 75th birthday of the late leader. Europe's top rights institution, the Council of Europe, Wednesday, urging Turkey to change course and reverse violations of media freedoms and the rule of law. The call comes as Ankara prepares to put major constitutional questions to a popular referendum in April that switches the presidential system of government. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.